Hi mums, welcome back to the Confident Mum podcast with your host Olga Uju. I hope you're well and I hope you've had a lovely weekend. You know, the sun has been absolutely shining here in London town in the UK and it's been absolutely glorious. The sun just makes everyone and everything seem so much better. Not only that, lockdown restrictions have eased. So as I've been going for my jog or my walk with the kids or my solo walks, I've been seeing a lot more activity outside. And it just makes you think that normal is definitely upon us, or at least a new normal. So I hope you've all had a glorious weekend. And if, like me, you've had your kids on Easter holidays, I hope you've enjoyed the Easter holidays and they're back at school tomorrow. So, yeah, that's amazing. I've just devoured my second chocolate of the day. And it's by an organisation, a company called Nomo, N-O-M-O. You may have heard of them, but I was late to the Nomo party. My husband got me an Easter egg by Nomo and I haven't looked back. They provide allergen-free chocolate, so vegan and free from, and it's free from dairy, gluten, eggs, and nuts. It is not only free from and vegan, but it actually tastes delicious. This is the first brand of chocolate that tastes like the, you know, dairy chocolate. And just a quick summary about my dairy experience. I've never liked cow's milk. Oof, like I can't drink it straight. I've never been able to, but I've always loved chocolate, ice cream, butter, cheese. And I got to the point about a year ago when I thought, I'm going to have to just accept that I'll never be able to have those things again, because as I've got older, my tolerance for dairy has just completely gone and I just don't eat it. So I thought, wow, that's it, that's that. But this company, when I tell you, their chocolate tastes better than original chocolate. So if you know someone who is maybe on the fence and doesn't or can't believe that there's something that tastes as good as the original, send them to Nomo, N-O-M-O. They're in Waitrose, Tesco, Sainsbury's. Oh, they're everywhere now, I think. And the chocolate is divine. So, not sponsored, but they're that good. I also love Vitalite. I've tasted so many vegan butters and cheese, and it's just been very disappointing. While the intent is there, they haven't done it for me. But Vitalite, they do the best butter and cheese, in my opinion. There's so many brands, and I am going to do a Instagram video with my favorite brands, alternatives to chocolate, dairy, ice cream, all those kind of things. And the reason why I'm doing that is because Allergy Week is coming up on the 26th of April, and I'm an allergy mum. That means I have a couple of my kids have allergies, one of them really severely, and we have an episode on allergies coming up as well. Also, week beginning the 26th with a lovely lady, Manpreet, from Food Allergy Fit. So look out for that. Unfortunately, allergies are so common. Many children have them, and we kind of find out, you know, at the weaning stage, and it's really difficult, especially when you don't know what to do, and especially when it's really severe, like a nut allergy. So I was resigned to the facts about 5 years ago. I thought my daughter would never be able to eat things like chocolate again, because you have to be really, really, really vigilant when it comes to labeling and reading labels. And, you know, things can get, yeah, they can just slip into, you know, it can be dairy free, but again, it could have been made in a factory that contains dairy. But anyway, we go into a lot more detail in the podcast. So look out for that, and just know that we live in a different world now. So it's so great that there are, and this company in particular, Nomo, no more missing out. There you go. Do the best chocolate. So that's 4 minutes of me talking about chocolate. I am also on here to remind everyone. I think I was, before I get onto that, my last episode, I was so tired. I was in the middle. My son was in the last week of Leap Four. Leap 4 lasted over 6 weeks, so 30 odd days of inconsistent sleep. He'd been very alert. He didn't cry much. He wasn't particularly cranky. It was just, he just could not settle. And I was up at one point every couple of hours, every hour, putting him to sleep was taking forever. So he is out of Leap 4 now. Thank you, Lord. And he's gone to bed. This is like the third night of him not being in Leap 4. And, you know, it's been so-so. He's very... still cluster feeding, but yeah, we've turned a leaf and I'm so grateful. So hopefully I sound a lot more alert than I did on the last one. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. And yeah, leaps never to be seen again. Haha. No, there are still 6 more leaps to go, but there you go. I am going to have an event on Eventbrite about coaching, which is focusing on self-love and self-care, like an introduction to confident motherhood, a self-care and self-love edition. I had an episode on self-love and self-care, if you go back and you can listen to that one, because it's so important. I want to discuss things like, what really is our self-care plan beyond the bubble bath, which I love, had mine tonight already. But beyond that, when you're really exhausted or you're just in a state of autopilot, or you're feeling really down, or you're not even feeling anything, you just don't know how to get out of this, yeah, just whatever you're in, you know, aside from motherhood, there isn't anything about you that you can feel that you can offer anyone, and most importantly, yourself. So we're going to be looking at that in more detail. You know, we're going to be looking at your affirmations, how to bring power to your affirmations. People write things and affirmations all the time, and you might write something like, I'm a good mum, but you feel like a really bad mum. I don't know why you would, but just in case you did. And it's bringing life to that, not just saying I'm a good mum, you know, I'm worthy of being of these children, and I'm a good mum because, you know, you can fill in the blank. And we're trying to change your beliefs about what you believe about yourself, because what you believe about yourself is more important than what anyone else thinks about you. So writing affirmations that you're happy to say, so that you don't go off and say an affirmation one day and think, oh, that never works, and never do them again. Looking at, what are the tools in your self-care arsenal? Where do you turn to when you feel really stuck? What is your faith like? What is your, you know, your affirmations? Like I've said already, very important. We also need to look at so many things pertaining to boundaries. Do you have boundaries even with yourself? Are you always scrolling? Are you always comparing yourself to other people? You know, when a mom is made up, like I said in my Instagram post, of faith, affirmations, and genuine self-love that runs deep, you can't, or it's harder to break your self-esteem and, you know, the way you think about yourself. So the coaching goes deeper into all of that, and I hope you will join. You know, I've got a link to it on my Instagram page, and it's on Eventbrite, and I look forward to seeing some of you attend there. What else has been happening? There's so much happening. I've also got a Facebook page and a Facebook group. So it's a bit crickets in there. So if you want to join, the link is also in my link tree, along with YouTube. I've recently created a YouTube channel, so please subscribe. And yeah, I just wanted to say a happy birthday to all the lockdown babies. First birthdays are coming up, and my little one will be 6 months soon, and I just can't believe it, you know. So happy birthday. If you had a baby in lockdown, happy, happy, happy birthday to your little one. And, you know, just remember to check in with you, focus on you as well. I hope you've enjoyed that time. It was a lot to process, and if I'm being honest with me, even though I've thought about last year a lot, it's still going to take time for me to really get my head around all that went down in 2020. For a lot of people. So if you're a mum and you just don't know where you are, what you're thinking, just remember to check in with you, focus on your self-care, and please, you know, connect with me on Instagram at The Confident Mum, follow me on Twitter and Facebook at The Confident Mum, and I will see you on the next one. Thank you for tuning in.